This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
All right. Miami Dolphins, you're making my ass work, bro. Come on, man. Let's go. What's this? I got two shows on Thursday. Then I got two shows Friday. And then today I'm thinking, okay, I got three shows. I got to do in the fifth. I got to do in the sixth. I got to do in the seventh. No, but Chris Greer's got to make moves. So he's got to trade one of his three third-round picks in 2025 to get into the 2024 draft and get a fourth rounder. And by the way, the Eagles were smart enough to take advantage of it, and there you go. But they must love Jalen Wright. I've got already scouts coming in and giving me stuff, and we're going to tell you what they say. I have not read them at all. I didn't have time. I'm sitting there. My daughter was so kind to make me a turkey sandwich. And so I'm eating this ground turkey and spinach and tomatoes. You know, I'm in my trying to get slimmer mood. And so we've lost 35. We're trying to get to 70 pounds, right? And so I'm eating my turkey, my ground turkey wrap. I just had some blueberries. I had a banana. You know, I'm being a good boy. You know what I'm saying? And so, anyway, International Black Man, we are on the air. Go to YouTube, my man. I love you. Okay, there you go. International Black Man just called me on the phone. Yeah, IBM. Seriously. He's the International Black Man. I told him, yo, you got to come on, you know. He's a friend. He's, you know, sometimes listeners over the years become friends of mine, but he's obviously not on YouTube. You know what I mean? So anyway, so I just reminded him, hey, we're on YouTube, bro. Let's go. Let's go. Hit the notification bell. Hit the subscribe button. Let's go. Hit that like button. There's 166 people and there's only 37 likes. I'm working for you guys here. Hard, bringing you things that no one else is going to bring you. Come on, I got immediate NFL insight. Let's go. Hit the like button. I'm not even asking you to make a donation, Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show, and you can make a Bitcoin donation because it is a dip right now, which I'm loving it. So let's go. 40 for 177. No love. We're working here for you guys. I'm telling you, that's just, it's shameful. 78, look at that. Now you guys are getting strong now, see? From 40 to 78, that's like, let's go. There's 173 and 78. Let's go. Let's go, bring it up, because this gets it out more to more Dolphin fans, you know? So we could get like, we could get good information out there, level-headed information, not all that panic bullshit that these people write and tell you about, and they tell you the world is going to end, and it's just crazy stuff. So hit it. Let's go. Hit it, and I appreciate it. All right, so they got Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul. We talked about that yesterday. You can check out those shows. We addressed all of that. So they now made a trade. They have three third-round picks next year because they have two compensatories and their third. And so that means they traded their third, okay? They can't trade the two compensatories. So they traded their third next year, which, you know, hopefully you're again in the playoffs, and hopefully this time if we see them stay a little, you know, like injury-free and only have a couple of injuries instead of 4,000 injuries, maybe you'll make a deep run in the playoffs. Super Bowl, who knows? Because it's not a rebuilding year, no matter what anybody tells you. They're trying to win and win right now. And that'll be a late round pick in the third round. So closer to your compensatory picks, in other words. So that's kind of the way they're thinking. Okay. As for the Eagles, they're moving up from a fourth to a third. They got to wait a year, but, you know, again, everybody wins here if you get what you want out of it. Now, Jalen Wright, 5'10", 210, runs a 4.38. Shocker that he's got speed. Ran for 1,000 yards this year, 4 touchdowns, 7.4 yards per carry. Also had 22 catches for 141 yards, 6.4. I would imagine he's going to help in the return game also. With this kind of speed, he'll be one of your returners because you don't want to overload Achan and you don't want to overload Mostert, who's an older running back, right? This also says that Jeff Wilson's days and, you know, and whoever wanted to be the other back is gone pretty much because this kid is going to be the guy. Chris Brooks will probably be the more of the power back, okay? Because I think when I was coming on, I saw, you know, the first thing I saw was a complaint. I would have rather have a power back. And, well, you got Chris Brooks. And so I think he's going to be more of your power back at this point in time. And so this guy kind of fits in what you're going to do here. And Mostert is not going to last forever. Okay? Let's be honest now. And this is the future for Mostert right here. So Mostert will be here either one or two more seasons. I know they just re-signed him, so maybe he stretches it out because they've been kind of loyal with him and he's been very good. Maybe it's the next 2 years because you can keep the kid and have a rotation of backs because that's what you need. Now, I got to take a backhanded shot now, okay? Coach, we need you to stick to the run. So you can use a carousel of backs and attack people with it and stay with the run. Run more. Okay? Let me get some of the scouts for you and personnel people. Let's see. Okay. All right. There we go. I'll pass on the nugget I just wrote now because the nugget I just read now and the nugget I read now just came from the building, but I'll hold off on that one. All right, here we go. Solid back, straight line burst. Pad gets a bit high at times, but he's a tough runner, runs hard, solid short game as a wide receiver on third down. Role player, complimentary back, fast. Another guy. Let's see. Jalen is tough. Oh, and by the way, he gave me also, Paul excels in pass pro, which should work well with Tua. Massive kid. Wright is very sudden. Good shift. Doesn't waste motion and time. Quick to grab yards. Good frame. So he gave me Paul and Wright because he didn't answer last night about Paul. So he answered now. Didn't know this. I'm reading. This is all fresh right now. I didn't have time to prepare for this show at all. Speed back. This is a personnel director. Speed back. Just coming into his own. Saw rawness to his game. Vision and ball security. He has quickness and speed. I like the vision part and ball security. That's awesome. And quickness and speed. I like it. And just coming into his own, he says. So that's pretty cool. Straight line. Here's another guy. This is a college director of scouting. Straight line speed. Needs air. Ran into light boxes into that offense. So he's kind of telling you that he's an a guy out in space and those kind of things, which is kind of what you're seeing and which is what this is all about. It's outside zone and all that. You're not really running inside and all that kind of stuff. So it kind of goes with what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So there's a couple of reviews. I saw when they drafted him on ESPN, they liked him too. I saw that, not Kiper, but the other guy. I'm forgetting his name. He loved him and was bragging about him and all that kind of stuff and loved his athleticism and speed and all that. Speed, which is this is how you plan ahead. And by the way, he's going to be part of your return game. That's automatic. Okay. As for Paul, by the way, I thought maybe they would play him at guard some. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. I kind of guessed, to be honest, but I got it confirmed. He's going to be all tackle. That's kind of the other note I got right now. All tackle. I thought maybe he'd play inside some, you know, kind of because you got Deion and you've got Lamb in front of him. But no, Paul's going to be straight up tackle. Interesting. So you got three guys that are in the rotation for future tackle and rotation and everything down the line. That's really, really smart. That's how you kind of, you know, plan ahead, and you're taking care of the offensive line in the process. You're taking care of the line in the short term because you're going to lose Lamb next year. You're going to lose Teron Armstead next year. So you will have Deion and you will have Paul and you will have Jackson. So you will have your tackles and your swing. It's very smart, very, very smart. And you have a year of teaching Paul the system. He gets to hang around Teron Armstead for a year. You know, that all that shit is super priceless. So you got to understand how they're thinking, how they're planning, how they're trying to replace. You know what I mean? And that's kind of the way they, you know, that's how you're supposed to do this stuff. Chubb probably now has a two-year window with the Dolphins now because you drafted Chop. Chop will help you in the short term, and then Chop takes over in the long term. You know what I'm saying? So, and then 2 years from now, you're drafting another guy to then back up Chop and Phillips. That's, you know, that is everything going as planned, of course. You know, that's your plan. That's your vision. And they're kind of showing it to you, you know, right now. And so your power back will be Chris. Then you'll have this young man who will be groomed to take over for Mostert, basically. Okay? That's kind of what is going to end up happening. Remember, Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Cash App or Venmo. If you want to make a donation, send in a question, comment, insult, all kinds of stuff. And, of course, you can make a Bitcoin donation. Super chats open as always. What do we have here? Jim Gleason, pick Tennessee running back. Yes, sir. Steven Gonzalez, well, running back, why with so many needs? Trust the process, I guess. They got to go. They traded back in. They didn't trade out in the first round. They didn't trade out in the second round. That tells you the guys they got, they wanted them. Because you always have, Chris Greer can always make trades. So I'm sure he had options to move down 3 spots, 10 spots, 13 spots. And in the first or the third, he said, no, I'm not. I mean, the second, he said no. So they must have wanted Chop badly over anything else that was there. They must have wanted Paul badly. And if they traded in to get this, this tells me that your head coach wanted this running back badly, and the front office said, yeah, no, it's worth doing it now. We have 3 third-rounders next year. No, but I thought you think they're going to build for the future only. This is for the now. You got to have a stable of running backs. Mostert and Achane can't be considered the two guys to carry the entire load. You're going to need some, and they wanted to bring more dynamic playmakers because Jeff Wilson is not a dynamic playmaker. So they wanted to add a guy that maintains what they have already with Mostert and Achane. They don't want a drop-off. They want to be able to run the same kind of packages and keep going at it at people and just add more speed and come at you with the next guy coming off the bench. And, you know, remember, think about Achane last year. Achane was drafted in the 3rd round, and did you ever expect him to be this? No. So, as Steven, as you said, trust the process. Well, how do you know Jalen isn't going to do the same kind of stuff that Achane's going to do and that Mostert does? Because they see it, and then they envision it in their offense. Okay, and we're too much tied down to traditional football. well, you know, grit and all that. Well, that's not what this guy wants to play. And so that's why Chris Brooks is here, because Chris Brooks will be probably used in a short yardage situation, but it's not going to be something often. So you can use Ingold and him. But more often than not, this is what you're going to be, an outside zone team. And then I'm sure he's also going to be used in the return game, because now the return game is a whole different ball game. And he's one of those guys that what are you when you're in the return game? What are you in the return game? Okay. All right. Let's see what one guy says. Needs air. What was the other guy? Where is it? Is it this one? Oh, very sudden, good shift, doesn't waste motion and time, quick to grab yards. So what happens when you're on special teams? You're in those situations. You got a lot of air. You got a lot of space. They're going to use him in the return game. Definitely. You know, so it only makes sense. Big O, I saw we gave up a 2025 third round pick. Yes, sir. They have three of them. So now they have two next year. Crazy the quality of drafts other teams have compared to us. Yeah, everybody's much better than Miami, sir. Everybody. Chan, Mostert, Brooks, this rookie going to be deep on the depth. Yeah, well, I different player. Brooks and him are different players. Brooks and Mostert are different players. Brooks and Chan are different players. Wright, Chan, and Mostert are kind of the same player. You know, same kind of characteristics. Okay? Speed, get them out in the open field, and they're terrors. You know, that kind of stuff. Not because Dalvin Frankie would be a little bit more physical inside. Dalvin had a little bit more of the grit for the inside also. Apparently, that's not what these guys are, most of them, as always. Jim Gleason, congrats to you, Big O, going on 45 pounds myself, Big O. Intermittent fasting and keto, shooting to drop 80 to 90. Good for you, dude. Way to go, bro. You're my inspiration. I like it. Let's see what else. Miami fans need to stop reading clickbait articles and use logic. We need pass rusher, an OT to replace Armstead. Running back is a need unless you're okay with Wilson and Ahmed backing up Mostert and Achan. Yeah. Eduardo Docampo, agree with Daniel. Terrible pick. Gave up a future third round pick for a position that was not needed. Okay. All right. The only reason it would not be needed is if he continues with not staying with the running game. But if you stay with the running game, you will need it because you're going to burn out the current backs you have because they're not big backs. So you want to kind of have a rotation of backs. I have no problem with this. I kind of get it. Plus it helps special teams, which is what when you get to the fourth round, you kind of start getting to that point where you're going to get a guy that is going to be a multifaceted guy, going to help you out in different parts of the game. You hope they could grow into a full-time starter on either side of the ball, or, you know, be some kind of a star for you down the line. Cause it happens. You could get late round picks that become really great players. But overall, you're not really aiming for that. You're aiming for that in the first and second rounds. You need those players to be special. But once you start getting to the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh rounds, you're starting to talk about role players. You're talking about depth. And then you're hoping you roll the dice and something like a Zach Thomas turns into, you know, all world. You know, that kind of stuff. It happens. It's not going to happen all the time, but every once in a while. But what you're looking for there is the depth and then the rotation that you're going to need. And sometimes if you are going to commit yourself a little bit more again this year to the run, I, I'll give McDaniel a little credit. He did commit more to the run than he did his first year. Did he do enough? No. He still abandoned it and abandoned it in key moments that was just absolutely dumb. But Achan and Mostert do get banged up. You're going to need another guy, and Brooks doesn't do what they do. This guy does what they do, and that's kind of the idea. By the way, the Odell Beckham thing now completely picks up now, because at this point in the fifth and sixth and seventh rounds, you're probably not looking for that type of receiver. It could be a guy that's more of a gunner and a returner or something. So it's more of a fringe guy now. So not a number three. That looks like that's kind of out the way. Again, unless you draft in the fifth or sixth round some guy that surprises you and, you know, what is it, Puka Nuka? What was Puka Nuka last year? Was he like a second or third rounder or something, or 2 years ago, whatever the hell it was? And was he like, he ended up becoming one hell of a player, right? That kind of shit. So, you know, once in a while, you're going to get something crazy like that, you know? Ocala Joe! Thank you. Appreciate you, my brother. Bitcoin donation, Cash App, or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. He says, for the Nostradamus of Dolphin News. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, Ocala Joe. Very kind of you. Love it. That's my favorite donation, Bitcoin donation. Marcus Shabbat, thank you for the love on the super chat. Hear me out, Big O. Three picks so far. Three diamonds, baby. Best draft since we chose Ted Ginn. What's it called? Depth running back position is vital in the offense. Both the Chan and Mostert missed time due to injury at crucial parts. Jay Flat, don't, you know, we're trying to make sense here, you and I. These people, you know, they're fanatical. So they don't want to just comprehend logic. See what I'm saying? Oh, it's not a position of need. Well, yeah, actually it is. You need the depth. You need the depth. And you added a guy that could help you in the return game, too. At the same time. Yeah, Brooks is more of a power back, Giovanni. You got it, dude. You get it. Ray Gruyong, thank you for the love on the super chat. Howdy-o. How about the 1-2-3 punch with Mostert, Achan, and Jalen? Yes, I love it. By the way, another Jalen. Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Jalen Wright. You know, it's a good vibe thing. So there we go. And that's the key, Ray. Stick to the running game, coach. That's the key. Okay? You can run. I mean, you can pass the ball, but stick to the run. So I'm with you, Ray. Thank you for the love in the super chat. True Finn fan, thank you. New troll, B-Rob. Why, is there a troll in the house or something? Big O, always belittling fans. Yeah, I do. The ones that are dumb. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know what you're talking about, I'm going to tell you. So that's kind of the way it goes, Cosa Nostra. You know? If I think you don't know what the hell you're talking about, which it happens to a lot of you, you know, I'm going to tell you. That's all. That's kind of what we do here. We straighten out everybody, media, fans, teams, whatever it is. We don't hold back. That's kind of why they listen to at the same time. The ones that don't, I'm not worried about softies that can't handle it. You know, that's all. I'm not worried about people that just want to live on negativity or fans that are just blinded and just want to think that the sun is always shining. No, we're going to tell you when it's bad and when it's good. And as always, half the people are always going to disagree with me at all, no matter how good it is. The Heat could have won three championships in a row. The Dolphins could have won five championships in a row. And you're saying, oh, things are great. And half the people are going to say, it's a fluke, you know. So just kind of the way it goes. Eddie Lepp says there's Jalen Simpson, safety. Jalen Coker, wide receiver. Jalen Ford, linebacker. Still available possibilities for Miami. I'm betting a big cheese garlic knot that one of these are next. Big cheese, bro. God, those garlic breads at Big Cheese are so good, man. So good. In fact, I was just talking to the owner of the Big Cheese about, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago. We were going back and forth. He's traveling, and we were talking, so he's a good dude. I know both owners, actually. John Gieb, thank you for the love and the super chat, dude. Very nice of you. Think back to McD's roots. I'm sure Kyle regretting drafting all those young running backs for rotations over the years in San Francisco. I mean, you know, dude, running backs, you got to have them. And you can't go spending for – it's funny how we want to complain about them spending a third rounder on this guy, because that's what they did. They didn't spend a fourth rounder. They spent a third rounder on him. But constantly we have fans that want to draft quarterbacks in the first and second, and then they want to trade for Dalvin Cook. Remember that one too? And how we talked, you know, Cosa Nostra, how we told fans that you're dumb if you think they're going to pay Dalvin Cook. How did those fans look like, Cosa Nostra? How'd the media look like? How'd the fans look like, Cosa Nostra, when they were saying, no, we got to trade for Dalvin Cook? Or the media was saying they're going to trade for Dalvin Cook. And on this show, we said, no, they won't. While we were straightening out the dumb fans and media. How'd that go, Cosa Nostra? Did it go the same way as when they wanted to trade or, you know, pay big money for the Colts running back too? How'd that one go? Sometimes it's just about what is actually going on. So if you're being straightened out, listen, learn. There you go. Don't be all in your feelings like Cosa Nostra. Oh, I mean, my feelings, they're hurting me. Who drafted Brooks? They drafted him last year. Oh, no, wait a minute. Was he? I think he was a late round pick. I got to look it up now. Because now I'm thinking street free agent, but no, I think he was a late round pick. Yeah. Troy Francis, very kind of you. Thank you for the super chat, sir. Big O, waiting for a corner. Folks are pissed. Well, safety. I think you're waiting for a safety, not a corner. We didn't replace Wilkins in the draft. I like the DLs they brought in, especially Tart and Gallimore. So do I, actually. There's a guy in Dallas that I know, and he's like, dude, Gallimore showed me something at times. Maybe they can get more out of him, but he swears that he thinks Gallimore can be more. Gallimore. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know enough about him to, but I kind of like the measurables there. And then I do like Tart. Tart has, because he's proven it. He's had moments, you know, and that's the cool thing about Tart. He's had those moments. Now he comes back to Miami where he wants to be. And maybe that in itself is a perfect storm for him. And it's like, no, man, I want to sell out and play here and get a contract and stay in my town, you know? So you might have a little bit of something with Tart there, you know? But safety, back to the other gentleman, safety could be the one that's coming up now in the fifth round. That I could see them, because they want that third safety, because that's kind of what Weaver runs. Finns 9113, thank you, sir, for the super chat. Very kind. I can see the vision, Big O, which past administrations didn't show. Now we need to sign our core players for all this to stick. Yeah, that'll be next year. That's what they did this year. They let go of some of the core players because you cannot sign all of them. It's impossible. No matter what, even if fans want to think that you cannot. That is not logical. So they're going to keep the quarterback, and they're going to keep the other guys in the next wave. That's what they're going to do. And they're positioning themselves, and Tyreek will be gone. So you will have now Waddle moving in as the number one guy. That's what's going to end up happening. They say we don't need a running back. You want to pay most of the big contract when he's at 30 at that position, or do you want to have a guy ready for that third to replace with compensatory picks. Exactly. Exactly. I don't understand why you guys think Chop wasn't a good pick. You realize he's going to play right away with Phillips and Chubb out. Yeah. And plus, he gets to learn from those guys. He gets to learn from Chubb and Shaq, dude, which is beautiful, man. Gets to be around those guys, just like Paul gets to be around Armstead for a year. That's priceless, man. Priceless. And then he gets to talk to Deion on how he has made his improvements and what he's done. And then he gets to see Kendall Lamb, who's kind of like a in between. He's like a veteran, but he's had success in the system. So Paul is going to have, and then Austin, he's going to get to learn all the ups and downs that Austin's been through. You know what I mean? Paul has like a bunch of people that he can just peel off, you know, layers of experience from, and maybe he can grow a little faster with all of that. This is ideal, man. You want to have somebody you can groom for a year, have the people that have the leadership qualities that can set that example, and then that way when they move on, they're able to take over. That's kind of the way things go. That's what this gentleman was talking about. One of you guys there was talking about like the vision. You know, that's, you can see what they're thinking now and what they're trying to do and what they're trying to put in place. But clearly they weren't going to reach for something else. They felt Chop was their guy. They felt Paul was their guy. And now they feel that obviously Jalen is, it fits what they do. This has to be a lot on the coach. A lot on the coach. Has to be. Remember, Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. Cash App or Venmo. And thank you on Venmo. Appreciate you, Rise Taylor. Very kind of you. Let's go. Love this draft. I love Chop. Forget the stats. The tape doesn't lie. He was on my draft board. I'm a Florida fan, so I watch a lot of SEC. Wright is legit. Having Devon and him and a 1-2 punch with Brooks as your third and short guy, it's not even fair. I know. What you know what we need, right? We need our beloved coach to grow up a little bit and stick to the run. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need. If our beloved coach would stick to the run at times, it would be better for the offensive line. It would be better for the receiving game. It would be better for Tua. It would be better for the team overall. And that's what we need. We need Coach McDaniel to grow a little bit this year and become a better coach. Okay. Mountain Man Fishing, Big O, running back was a great pick, just like CB and wide receivers. You can never have enough of our running backs were hurt at the end of the year. Does the new Jalen play some wide receiver? Well, he can catch. Yes, he can catch. Yes. And I'm sure if he couldn't catch, they wouldn't have drafted him. I'm sure of that. They can't do that in this system. In this system, you have to be a two-way player. You have to be able to run and catch. And, you know, I think I caught somebody who says Wilson gets injured. He does. He does get injured too much, and he's not dynamic enough. Not for this offense anymore. Okay, it was good at the beginning and it helped out, but now you've evolved and you need to better that position, and that's exactly what you did. You bettered it, and now you got a guy that Jeff Wilson wasn't going to take over for anybody. He was always going to be a perennial backup. Now you drafted a guy that is going to become a starter. But for the moment, he'll be part of the rotation. He'll help you out in special teams, all of those kind of things. But eventually, when Mostert moves on, this young man will take over. And then you'll have him and Achan. And he's 210, so he's got a decent sized frame, dude. Let's see. I absolutely think we drafted the right way, not just this year, but since day one. How much money did the players who left get? This tells me we drafted very well. That's why we can't keep them all. No, logic, right? Exactly. You must have drafted pretty well because everybody else is paying the shit out of them. Radio host says, Big O put me in my place a number of times. I didn't get butthurt. I learned. He's a great advisor, and he's amazing insight on what's going on behind the scenes that the media will never tell you. Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate you. Will Berrios give up the zero? Oh, God. You know what? I didn't even think about that, dude. You guys are like thinking about all kinds of other things like that. I doubt it. I doubt it, but I guess every man has his price, right? You know? Chop looks like a Van Ginkle replacement. Going to be a passing down speed specialist probably for a year, and we'll see what the trainers can turn him into. We'll see. Dolphins are doing win now while also looking at the future replacements, so success is in short term. Exactly. Anybody writing or talking about a reset is just FUD. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. That's all they're doing out there because they don't have that luxury and they're trying to win now. And again, this is how you spin it on all those people, as I've told you before. The Dolphins will be a better team at the end of the year if they're healthy. That's the equation that all these people, it's, oh, they've taken 8 steps back. No, moron, they took 8 steps back when their entire linebacking core was injured, when X is walking around on 1 foot, when 4 or 5 of your offensive linemen are either out or completely injury-riddled. Yeah, that's what's happened to your team, okay? Your team was decimated with injuries. Running backs were banged up at the end, like you guys were talking about. There was no play from the tight end. Now you got a big-time tight end, a speed tight end that you've added that you didn't have last year, okay? You now have more depth at running back. You have a better corner in Fuller over X. You have a better linebacker in Brooks over Baker. You've only taken a step back at the defensive tackle spot. But if you're healthy by the end of the year, you should be a better team. That's what logic and math tells me. If I have more healthier players for once in my life here in the next 3 years, because the last 2 years have sucked, but if this year, if I have more healthy players at the end of the year than I've had the last two, where shit, 2 years ago, I didn't even have my quarterback, that's really up Schitt's Creek. You know, I don't understand. And again, why? Because we have too many people that just want to live in the negative, dude. That's all it is, bro. That's all it is. I'm sorry, they haven't taken any steps back. They're taking steps forward. But they've got to stay healthy, and the coach has got to get better. And then, you know, everybody's got to make their plays. From Tua to Tyreek to the defense to special teams, everybody's got to make plays because it's a damn team game. I don't really understand it. By the way, Canes wear. Whether it's Dolphins, anything with the Canes logo on it practically, Marlins, Panthers, Inter Miami, Heat, they got it all. Use our code BIGO10. You will get 10% off. And if you order online, if you go over $99, they'll give you free shipping. Plus, use our code BIGO10 and you will get 10% off there at Caneswear. So make sure you take advantage of it. All right. True FinFan, thank you for the love on the super chat. How far back a step at DT? Not much, in my opinion. We'll find out. That's up to Weaver now, right? We'll find out. Well, if the Tart kid can play half as good as Wilkins, then you're all right, because maybe everybody else can kind of in the rotation fill in. You know, we'll see. We'll see. And if you can get after the quarterback, and if you're better at linebacker and better in the secondary, then, you know, by the way, but Javon Holland was playing with 2 screwed up knees. How is that positive? He was out for several weeks, and then when he came back, he was a shell of himself. I'm tired of this shit, dude. It's like nobody ever, like those people that want to throw the panic out there. Oh, they took 8 steps back. So you're like leaving all the injuries out of the equation. Because, you know, people have 2 knee ligaments strained on each knee all the time. That's always going to happen.
the strangest shit that can happen happened to the Dolphins the last 2 years. But let's leave that all completely out of the equation. I don't understand that. I really don't understand that, ladies and gentlemen. John Gieb, thank you for the love and the super chat. People can say what they want. Miami does the right thing to make me happy to be a Dolphin season ticket holder, and you should. I think this is the best front office we've had. This is talent-wise the best team we've had here in the last couple of years and decades. We need some damn luck, bro. And then what Tom Garfinkel has done with that stadium is just freaking ridiculous. Nobody tries harder than the Dolphins to win. Nobody. Nobody. I respect the hell out of that. We can agree. We can disagree over the years about what they're doing or whatever, but it's not because of a lack of their heart not being in the right place. Stephen Ross hasn't been the greatest owner in that sense because he hasn't won, but he's a great owner in the sense that he doesn't stop trying. And so if you're, it's not like the Marlins who don't try at all. See that you can't be a season ticket holder to that because that's just dumb. That's one way. But the Panthers, the Heat, the Dolphins, Inter Miami, all they do is bust their ass to try to win. They're all trying to bring stars. They're all trying to make trades. They're all paying their players. They all give a shit about winning. There's a lot of pride with those four teams. The Marlins, you know, you're a season ticket holder for what? For what? They're not even trying. At least trying is respectful. We're not all going to succeed, but shit, dude, if you don't try, you're never going to succeed. So you should be, you're not a completely satisfied season ticket holder because they haven't won like you need, but you should be satisfied as a season ticket holder that they're trying. Oh. The Galaga's in the back, DJ. It's still there, by the way. DJ Galaga, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you immensely. I may have to go to my madrina for un despojo for the Finns. Yeah. Yeah. Francisco says, Dave High just put out an article talking about a step. That's ridiculous. I love Dave High, but that's ridiculous. But that's all right. I've noticed Dave's kind of been like really, 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 really negative on the Dolphins the last couple of years. Like he's been like really negative and he's not on board with what they're doing. Clearly not on board with what they're doing. So, you know, what are you going to do, bro? I couldn't disagree with him more because again, how can it be a step back when you've been completely injury riddled at the end of both seasons under Mike McDaniel? You've made it to the playoffs, but completely broken down. How is that a step back of talent? You know? The NFL should fire Ross. Any owner who owns a team for over 20 years and doesn't get one playoff win should be forced to sell. So then what do you do with the Ford family? How's that going? Because it's a long time. They hadn't won a playoff game. And right now, it's the best things have ever been for Detroit. So, you know, the amazing part is every one of you must be so incredibly successful in everything that you do. Must be so impressive in all your lives. Everything you do, you never fail. You always succeed. You all must be making $1 million a year, $5 million a year. It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, none of you have been waiting for a promotion for years, maybe even decades. That never came. So it's truly amazing. Really is. You tried, but you never got it. But in your case, of course, all of you, you know, you must be incredibly successful in everything you do. It's impressive. You guys should be writing biographies about all of this stuff. Should make movies. Teach the rest of us. Teach Stephen Ross, because Stephen Ross obviously is not successful at all. You know what I mean? So, and what can I tell you? What makes you think the new owner will be better than the old one? Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss. Love you, Raging. So true, because Bruce Sherman was so much better than Lori, all right? I mean, that really worked out for us. Yeah, baby. Bruce Sherman. That worked out for us. Damn, forget Paul will get out a lot of practice reps during the season because Armstead and Lamb don't practice much. Let's not forget about Ezukama. He must be making some kind of positive progress, right? Because they haven't gone for a big target either. And Ezukama is quietly rehabbing. And I'm just wondering what, you know, because if when you're concerned about the Tyreek situation, you prepare for it. You don't ask for any money out of his contract. The window's next year. You start distancing yourself from him. You're doing it. You're preparing yourself. Teron Armstead, you know it's his final year. You go get Paul. You bring back Lamb. You're developing Dion. You've got now and Austin. You've got everything in place. So when he leaves next year, you're preparing. Something happens to Mostert or Chan. They're wearing down. Now you got a guy that has the same skill set that can step in. You've got two injured defensive ends now. One of them is younger. The other one's a little older. Okay, let's go get another defensive end. Let's plan ahead because Chubb and Phillips hopefully come back strong. But down the line, we're going to have to pay Phillips. We're already paying Chubb. We're going to have a window to get out of Chubb's contract in another year or two. All right, let's go get Chop. Let's prepare for life after Chubb. That's kind of the way it goes. Igbinoghamy was supposed to be life after Byron Jones. Did not happen. He did not make it. You had to go Jalen Ramsey. Now you got Cam Smith. So now you're hoping that it's Cam Smith's future down the line after Fuller. These are the things that you do when you're in the front office and you have to kind of use foresight. Okay? Some of you, unfortunately, think with your foreskin. It's a little different. So are the results. Big O, how do you deal with so much stupid in one show? You do three more today. All right. Where are we at, bro? I've been on a while now. Did I go on? And am I talking too much shit now at this point that we're close to the fifth round? Where are we at? Let me see, because I have no idea. I'm not even watching the draft at the moment because I'm doing the show. Let's see where we're at now. Have we reached the fifth round yet? Whoa, dude, we're into the fifth round. And we are several picks away. Okay. All right. Why don't we do this? Folks, I love you all. You know that. Frederick Meyer, thank you for the best Dolphin coverage from SETI. Thank you, SETI. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very nice of you. I appreciate that. Very kind. All right, I'm going to save the voice. Give me a couple of minutes. We'll wrap this one up. I'll be back with our fifth round show in a few minutes. Okay. Let's do it that way so I can get a couple of minutes of rest. I don't want to keep talking, and I've got a sixth and a seventh round show. I love you all.